Cooking with the Smiths is a horror series that involves violence, gore, character death, and other heavy themes. Have fun!
I'm gonna record your statement. Don't feel nervous.
Start when you're ready.
I don't know where to begin. This is all so horrible.
Why don't you start at the beginning, then? Where were you the night of the 13th?
That's the last time someone saw Bridget, right? It was a Thursday, wasn't it? Well, I was sleeping over at my mom's place. I didn't even know anything happened until you came to my home yesterday.
And Steven never mentioned anything to your brother?
No, not that I know of.
Did he seem off, your boyfriend? Did he go anywhere without telling you, or come home at weird times?
Do you think he had something to do with this?
This is all just to get information, Miss Truno.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Did you ever speak to Bridget or her family?
Never her family, but she came over for dinner a couple times. I never liked her.
Really? Why?
Steve never told you?
He's not telling us anything, Miss Truno.
Well, Bridget was... is... not really a kind woman. I never really got too many specifics, but I heard a lot of stories from Nate about what used to happen between them. She'd start all these fights, and when she didn't get her way, she'd hit him. He never really spoke to me about it. We're not really close, but I've heard so many phone calls of him just crying to Nate and saying that he didn't know what to do. I don't think he ever really had the strength to leave her.
And do you think that could have been motivation for him to hurt her?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, if that were me, I...
You what?
I just really hope Bridget is okay.
Look, Margie, I'll level with you. We have reason to suspect that your boyfriend might be involved in these two disappearances. We don't think you're any part of it at all. Not in any trouble. We simply want you to tell us if there's anything you know, alright?
What?
I know. This might be shocking news hearing that your boyfriend is...
No. You don't suspect me? At all?
Sorry?
Do you not think I could have done it? Look, I live in the same house as him. I see him every day. He tells me everything. Do you think he could have killed two women without me having a clue? I'm not stupid. Do you really think he could have done all of that behind my back? No. Let me rephrase. Do you think he could have done all of that without my help? You don't suspect me. At all.
There's something you're not telling me here?
No. I'm innocent, Detective. Just offended.
Well, you're free to leave. Thank you for your time.
Sure.
I'm waiting for you to say something.
I'm waiting for you to say something.
Okay, then. When's the last time you saw Rosemary Smith?
Bridget's mom? It's not since Thanksgiving, I think.
Huh. Didn't know Thanksgiving came so late this year.
What?
We've got reason to believe that she was at your house the day she went missing.
No, I haven't seen her in a while. I barely remember what she looks like.
Tell me what happened.
What? No, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Alright, then why don't we start with something a little easier? When's the last time you heard from your brother?
Well, you heard me on the phone with him yesterday. And before that, I hadn't spoken to him for a couple weeks.
Until he called you the night of the 13th.
He did? I don't remember that. I must have not picked up.
You picked up for 2 minutes and 46 seconds. What were you two talking about?
I don't remember that, Detective.
Do you maybe remember Rosemary stopping by your house? Maybe to ask if you'd seen her daughter. You remember propping a cinder block up against the gas pedal of her car?
I know what you're doing, and I'm pretty sure I get to have a lawyer right now.
You don't need one of those, do you? Because you haven't seen your brother in weeks. You haven't seen Rosemary since Thanksgiving. What about Bridget?
I can't remember the last time I saw her.
Did you ever want to hurt her for the way that she hurt your brother?
I'm not saying anything until I get a lawyer.
And that doesn't sound too innocent to you, now does it?
Braxton, you don't have a reason to be holding this kid. Let him go. If you don't have a legal reason to detain someone, then you can't detain them. Nathan, you're free to go.
Thank you.
You're really just gonna let him go?
Don't start with me, Elliot. I'm your superior, and if I didn't authorize you to do something, then you don't fucking do it. Simple as that, got it?
Yes, ma'am.
We have much more important things to do. We just got the lab results back from the clothes in Rosemary's car. Go take a look. There's a copy of the report on your desk.
All right.
She's such a bitch, isn't she?
Yup, really shows you what the station's come to. Having a blonde run it and all.
Yeah, it's no wonder the place isn't burned down yet.
Shut up, she's coming.
Shit.
Afternoon, Lieutenant. I like the shoes.
The next time the two of you talk about me behind my back, you both hand in your badges. Am I understood?
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry, Lieutenant.
I'm waiting.
Sorry. I'm sorry, boss.
That's right. I am your boss, whether you like it or not. Now get back to work. How you holding up, Steve? Fine. It's like that then. Like I said, you're not helping yourself.
By not saying anything. I know.
Then why haven't you said anything yet?
I don't know what to say.
What about the truth, huh? That's all we really want. You've barely said two sentences since you came here. You can even go home if you want. You're not detained. You don't have to stay. So why stay if you're only going to sit in silence?
I can't go home. Not anymore.
What's that supposed to mean? Steve, what does that mean? How'd you kill her?
What?
There was no sign of a break-in at Bridget's apartment. There was a phone hidden in a plastic baggie in a toilet tank that you called over and over again. Now there's a car belonging to her mother, fished out of the lake. And you're sitting here awfully quiet. That seems pretty suspicious to me. So, how'd you kill her?
Which one?
Take your pick.
I didn't kill anybody.
Then talk. Say anything. That's what I thought. You sit here because you're not sure how to defend yourself, and you're too much of a coward to confess. I think you've got something to do with this, and I think you should stop waiting for someone to save you, because it's never going to happen. You know, when we first saw the records from Bridget's phone, at first I thought you just missed her. But I think it's much more than that. You're guilty. You feel horrible about whatever you did to her, and you miss the sound of her voice. That's got to be it, isn't it? Am I right? Of course, you're not going to tell me that. Because you don't care about Bridget or Rosemary. All you care about is yourself, and this little lie you're keeping to save your ass.
I loved her.
So why'd you kill her?
I didn't kill her. I didn't kill anybody.
Then why were you leaving her apartment the night she went missing? Why were you running from us for weeks? Why can't you tell us a single thing?
I loved her. I would never do anything like that.
So tell us what happened, and we can sort this whole thing out. Otherwise, she'll never get justice.
She was horrible to me. She doesn't deserve justice. Everything I did for her. And all I got in return was bruises. And I don't even remember who I was before her. She ruined my life. She ruined me.
And did that make you want to hurt her?
Yes, God, yes. All I wanted to do was to get rid of her forever. I was so tired. I was so sick. I couldn't do it anymore.
So you killed her?
Yes. Yes, I stabbed her in the side of her neck and I felt it go through her muscle and I, her blood was on my face and she was gonna kill me. I had to, please believe me, I had no other choice. I would do it differently if I could, but I had no other choice. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
And Rosemary, what about her?
I killed her too. Both of them.
Why, Steve? Stephen Wood, you are under arrest for the murders of Bridget and Rosemary Smith. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed.
This episode of Cooking with the Smiths was written by Ted Hevner and edited by Emma Nicolau and Ted Hevner. It featured the voices of Pollock Centers as Detective Braxton, Gigi Ciccone as Lieutenant Willow, Alyssa Roldan as Marjorie, Ted Hevner as Nathan, Jamie Moritov as Steve, and Megan Nicolau and Iliad Ether as the officers. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing or following us on our Instagram at Cooking with the Smiths Pod for updates. We hope to see you for next week's upload, and as always, happy cooking.